How you doing, Joe?
We're well. We're inside. We're dry. We're warm.
It's not bad now, but a couple hours ago, it was coming down.
Indeed, yes. It's causing quite a mess on the roadways, and I know that you and your departments are preparing.
Indeed, yes. In fact, I was speaking with the superintendent of DPW, Larry Prendeville, this morning. We lost a couple of roadways this morning temporarily, and it just comes down so fast, the storm drain system can't handle it. But like yesterday, we had sweepers out and crews out hitting those typical areas to make sure the storm catch basins were well clear from the leaves and so forth. So that'll be a battle all day, but we're prepared. And then, of course, the big concern tonight is, late today, actually, after 1 o'clock, is the winds are going to continue to pick up. So I'm assuming we're going to have some major tree damage. So Commissioner Murphy, Department of Natural Resources, the Forestry Division, is preparing for that. We'll have an outside contractor on standby with us in case we get hit pretty hard.
Okay. Any coastal flooding concerns at all?
No, the tides don't look any, you know, they're fairly low, so yeah. It's not an issue for today. When I say low, they're not the astronomical high, tough moon tides and so forth. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we have the tide gates closed, so we should be in good shape in that regard.
Sure. Any special precautions needed for the new parks in the city to make sure they're not damaged?
No, I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know, mm-hmm. We will deal with it as it comes. I know we're going to have moments of heavy, heavy rainfall, and then, of course, the wind to deal with. You know, I suggest people to, you know, whether you have political signs out or Halloween decorations out, they might want to pull them in today.
Yep.
At least for today and tomorrow, maybe put them back out later in the week so they don't become flying objects. Stay tuned on our website, the city website, if any information from, you know, the National Grid or any other, we certainly share those phone numbers and keep you appraised of the power outages they develop.
Yes, yeah, we'll post any information here on QATV as well for folks to know what's going on, any important phone numbers to call or actions to take. Charge up your electronics. Probably
right.
A good idea to take out the window air conditioners. I think we're done with those.
Indeed. I actually took those out the other day because it was getting chillier.
Yes.
But, people go crazy without their phones on charge, so they might want to keep them charged up.
Yeah.
Any, that there'll be less domestic violence at home if everyone's charged up.
Any special consideration for the schools that folks should be aware of right now?
No, not really.
Okay. Curious to see if this were snow and...
oh, my goodness. thank God it's October and it's rain.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of, has there been any thought about snow days now with the advent of remote learning? Is that a possibility?
The State Department of Education is essentially saying no at this point.
Okay.
Remote learning is really for real difficult challenges, but the problem with remote learning is, you may guess, Joe, is, you know, it was fine for an emergency like that, but we found that a lot of kids aren't really fully paying attention. One could argue this and debate this for the days, I suppose, but the state has indicated we cannot do that for snow days.
Okay.
Now, if there's a long period of time with a blizzard and so forth, perhaps they'll revisit it.
Yeah. Let's hope not, but let's hope.
Agreed.
Yeah. How is the school transportation program going with the National Guard? Are they still in the city?
They are. We're still looking for bus drivers. Anyone listening out there that's looking for a job? You know, it is difficult right now, but all systems are having the same trouble, not only with bus drivers, but certainly paraprofessionals and other positions, substitute teachers, for example.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a real challenge. And I certainly, talking to all the business folks out there, everyone's in the same boat. People struggle and get help. So hopefully we'll get through this period of time in our economy and get back to some normalcy.
Yes.
But, you know, we appreciate the help of the National Guard from the governor. So that has been a help.
Sure. Any more information about the federal stimulus funds coming into the city from the state, Mayor?
No, not really.
Okay.
You know, the county, we're putting a grant application in through the county for their distribution.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of parts of the country are governed by county government much more strongly than our region. So counties got an allotment out of this as well. and they're distributing it to the cities and towns of the county. So we're dealing with that allotment. Haven't heard anything official from the state at this point.
Okay.
And certainly paying attention to the potential infrastructure monies from the federal government, which I fully support. I think there's a lot of questions about the $3.5 trillion and what's in that. But straight infrastructure, bridges and roads and rail, this country can't get enough of that. We've got thousands of bridges that are deficient across the country. So I think that's extremely important. I think it makes sense, and it keeps people working.
Yeah, speaking of infrastructure, I was speaking with Tim Cahill from the Chamber of Commerce the other day, and he's optimistic about future development at the shipyard, but I know that you've talked about before infrastructure needs down there before anything can happen.
Yes, as part of our opera monies, we're going to be spending some, we're doing the design work now, engineering work. We're going to be spending money on water mains and sewer mains. A number of those mains in and around the yard we own. And, in order to properly plan for development down there, that infrastructure has to be dealt with. So that's part of the APRA money from the county that we'll be using to do just that.
Oh, interesting. It's arguably probably the largest piece of undeveloped land in the city.
The last frontier for development in Quincy, absolutely.
Close by, I know that the city just purchased some property around the Town River Marina.
That's correct.
What's the plans there?
Yes, we did, with, again, using some ARPA money.
Yeah.
The concern there was it was up for sale. It's a commercial property facing Southern Artery, but it drops back into the river and abuts the Southern Tide Mill, which we own. It's actually a beautiful stretch of waterfront. And as the old saying, they're not making that anymore. Mm. So that's number one. Number two is it has all the Chapter 91 licenses, so we could, we're planning for next year, rowing program. Excuse me, Joe. The allergies.
It is allergy season, yes.
It's our Department of Natural Resources, recreation, whether it's rowing, whether it's canoeing. There's all kinds of possibilities that could happen out of that site. And, I think it was important to grab all we could. It was up for sale. Mm-hmm. My concern was it would have been another 8 to 10-story residential building with a private marina, whereby people could not have been able to avail themselves of the beautiful waterfront there. So I think it's a good move on our part.
I have been down there recently, actually, and it's the perspective after the Broad Meadows Marsh restoration is quite incredible. You almost feel like you're out on the Outer Cape if you just don't turn around and look at the Southern Artery.
It's so true. Yeah. I mean, you go 50 to 100 feet in, you have your back to Southern Artery. It's absolutely magnificent back there. It's beautiful.
Absolutely.
And as we know today, there's been more and more pressure on our open spaces. More and more people are enjoying the outdoors. I think the pandemic probably forced that a little bit, but nonetheless, it's the truth. So it's another opportunity for people to use particularly waterfront property.
Sure. Mayor, the annual Christmas parade is back this year, and it's actually just a little over a month away. I'm understanding a full-blown celebration this year.
Yes, indeed. We'll have the full Friday night tree lighting program with some singing and fire jugglers, whatever the heck they are, for kids to enjoy. We will not be having the Santa jump this year with the plane. That the folks that work with us on that could not do it this year. So we are looking at Santa coming in by helicopter on the Saturday. And then, of course, Sunday is the big event, the 12:30 Christmas parade down Hancock Street, and that's coming together nicely. Dave Murphy and Michelle Hanley, Barry Welch, working hard on that.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, according to Dolly DePisa, who won the contest again.
Yeah, she's very good. She knows her Christmas carols. There's some great lines in those Christmas carols.
Absolutely. And we look forward to bringing it to folks live here to QATV.
Sounds good.
Good to talk to you, Mayor. Stay dry.
You also. Thanks,
right,
Joe.
Yeah, bye-bye.